Beamish and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. We just talked to Joe Ferreira, NFL scheduling expert. Here's what we think we know. Don't expect Washington to play on Thanksgiving this year. Do expect some primetime games. It sounds like it could be Cowboys at Bucks to open the NFL season. That would be a monster of a rating. What I want to do now is go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Gambit DC listener lines are open. We know the opponents. Washington will play the following teams at home. Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, duh. Saints, Bucks, Chiefs, the Thunderbolts. Los Angeles Chargers, Seattle Seahawks. All of those teams will come to FedEx Field. On the road, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, duh. Then you got the Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, Las Vegas, not Oakland Landfill, Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, Green Bay Packers, and the Buffalo Bills. What game are you looking forward to most? Let's start with Wendell. Wendell, what game are you looking forward to most?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'm going to have to go with the rematch of the playoff bout between Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington football team. I'm just chomping at the bit because I think it's a good gauge of where we'll be at. And then also I think the NFL gets it right with how they position the following year. So we finish first place, and if we're really a first-place team, whether the division's good or bad or not, we'll be up against first-place talent. So games against the L.A. Chargers, even the Las Vegas Raiders, and then even, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. Those are going to be good gauges as to the progress this team has been able to make. Yeah, no worries.
Thank you, Wendell. Landfill, what game you looking forward to the most?
I kind of thought about it, and I was initially, you know, I kind of went down the Bucks path. But I actually don't know that it's going to be a good gauge because I think the Bucks are like pretty clearly better than them. So I'm not sure that that's exactly going to be a great gauge of where Washington is. I think they're more maybe on Buffalo's level. So seeing them go up against the Bills, I actually think
in Buffalo,
right? If they can beat the Bills or if they can at least hang with them, then we know that we have a good team. And I think that there's a legitimate shot that they could do that.
All right. I'm keeping track here. So we have one vote Bucks, one vote Bills. I voted Raiders. I've stated my case.
Raiders because you want to go to Vegas.
Correct. Cody, what's your pick, pal?
To go with the Bucks. But I changed it because I didn't want to be just like everybody else. I'm going to go with the Broncos because I think that they're going to be a middle-of-the-pack team. You know, we're going to play the top-tier teams. We're going to play the bottom-tier teams. How are they going to do against those middle-of-the-pack teams? Because that's what separates them from the other teams.
All right, that's good. You know, when we did the kind of the power rankings debate last week, I think we all settled into like 12, 13, 14 right now is where Washington belongs. To prove you belong there, you got to beat those middle-of-the-pack teams. You got to beat the Chargers, the Broncos, the Falcons. I think the Panthers game is damn interesting because Ron's going back to Charlotte. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see what Lou in D.C. says. Lou, you're on the Gambit D.C. listener line.
Hey, what's up, JP? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Me, personally, I'm looking for, you know, Cowboys full, like, you know, Dak coming back. And if we could get him on the primetime game, I mean, that, you know, that'll make my season, especially if we go, you know, 2-0 against them because, you know, we have a bad record against them. So I know last year it was kind of, you know, their team wasn't, you know, they didn't have that. So I would love to see us going 2-0 against them. And other than that, I mean, that's pretty much what I want. I would love to see us in a primetime game with the Cowboys and go 2-0. And that's about it, man. Thanks for taking my call, JP.
Appreciate you, Lou. Thanks for calling. Cowboys game always has juice. And I know it doesn't have the juice it did in the 80s at RFK and all that, but it's not the 80s. They don't play at RFK. It still has juice. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're on the Gambit DC listener line. What Washington game are you most excited for in 2021?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I want to see against the Giants. Last time I saw them live, I went to go see them against Daniel Jones. It was when we had Keenum and Haskins came in, and the Giants just dominated us. And I want to see what now with Chase Young on there. You know, I saw him last year, but I didn't see him in person. But I want to see in person. I want to see when Giants come to town what Jackson can do with Galladay, which I'm assuming they're gonna you know be matched up. I want to see what the defense of the linebackers can do against Barkley because he's gonna be I'm assuming he's gonna be good. And I want to see what you know. I just want to see if they can finally beat Daniel Jones because they haven't beaten them yet.
They got swept by the Giants last year, and the Giants were terrible. It's a good call, Eddie. Thank you. I mean, you talk about your barometer, right? Like, go beat the New York Giants, who I think will be a kind of a sleeper to actually win this division. I'm not so sure that it's only the Washington and the Cowboys. Right now, our votes are 1 Bucks, 1 Bills, 1 Broncos, 1 Raiders, 1 Cowboys, 1 Giants. I'm a little surprised nobody's kind of running away with this thing, but maybe Rick will change that. Rick, you're on the Gambit DC listener line. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, JP?
What's up, man?
I do agree with you with the Giants. JP, I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants won the division. I think they're a sleeper team. Because we have problems with the Giants no matter what year we play them.
Correct.
Now, do we play Tampa Bay in Tampa?
Nope, it's at FedEx.
Oh, it's at FedEx. Okay, so that takes away that Thursday night game. I think if they played in Tampa, I think Washington would have been the Thursday night choice.
That's actually an interesting thought because you get the playoff rematch and all that.
Yeah, the game I'm most excited about is when I'll be looking for when Kansas City comes to town because I think they come here, right?
Yep.
The Chiefs.
Chiefs will be at FedEx Field.
I can see that being a Sunday night game for Washington. I think that might be their top draw for a Sunday night game would be Kansas City and Washington. I think that'd be an excellent Sunday night game. I don't know when it would be like in the middle of the season. But
that's
I think
a good
be
call. Ravens folks would like that because the Chiefs are a huge draw and Washington's a big market.
Yeah, I'd rather see Kansas City or somebody else other than the Cowboys. Of course, we're not going to play on Thanksgiving because with Dallas, when we play Dallas on Thanksgiving, I think that Fox and CBS alternate between Dallas every other year. So I think Dallas gets a AFC team this year on Thanksgiving, and I wouldn't be surprised if they play Kansas City on Thanksgiving.
Wow, that'd be a big one.
I don't know. I don't think that Kansas City comes here to Dallas.
Thank you for the call, Rick.
Okay, man.
Appreciate you, dude. Anytime Cody Betts writes, don't answer, I answer. So, Kentucky Jim, what's going on, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, B. Mitch. Well, I think the Washington Redskins is going to have a little better success this year. I don't put them up above 9, but I think they made a lot of improvement. But I don't know a lot about the guy.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jim.
And some of the people that I wish they would have drafted from Virginia Tech, you know, wasn't available because I thought they would have been a steal.
Thank you for the call, buddy. So Jim did not have a vote unless you guys heard one. Cody, how mad are you at me?
No, it's all good. It's your show, not mine.
It's our show. We're all in it
together.
I mean,
I get that, but I told you, like, not to. I'm not, like, rude enough to hang up on somebody. Landfill just said, you got to hang up on him. I can't. Like, I just can't do that.
I think, listen, if I let that dude talk for 5 minutes, then we have trouble. I think that's fine.
That's fine with me, then.
Landfill, do you disagree?
I think it went well.
Yeah. He had a take.
I mean, he didn't really.
I'm not sure I can call on Kentucky Jim for speed round, okay? But I think he's from – I think he probably likes bourbon and gets off to an early start, man. I'm not here to judge. I am not a judge. I am merely a blogger. Let's go to Disco. Disco, what's up, buddy? Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, JP, what's going on, man? So, you know, I always want to gauge us against the champions. I mean, the Bucks. I mean, you know, we gave up – our defense gave up 500 – over 500-plus yards. So
sure
I would
did.
Love to run it back against the Bucks. So I think that would be a great litmus test. But here's the other thing I was going to say. You know, at some point, JP, when do we make the pivot as a team where other teams are looking at us and looking at our defense and how they match up against us? I think at some point – this team might be prepared to make a pivot where, you know, other teams are like, wait a minute, you know, Washington's got that Vaughn defense. let's take a look at them. And then the last point is, you know, the other NFC East team, they have to play the same people that we have to play. But, you know, that's kind of like where I am. I want to go up against the best, and let's run it back and see where we are.
All right. That's another vote for the Bucks. Thank you, buddy. We now have a bunch of votes in, and the Bucks are the only team with two. So the Bucks are running away with this impromptu contest. Bucks 2, Bills, Broncos, Raiders, Cowboys, Giants, Chiefs 1. Let's go to Darren. Darren, what's up, pal?
What's going on, man? Doing pretty good. How you feeling, JP? I got to vote for the Kansas City Chiefs because my brother's a diehard Chiefs fan. So I think that's the one I'm looking for. I think we scheduled to go to that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nice, man. All right, well, thank you. Your vote is in. Your vote has been counted. There will be no claims of fraud in this election because I wrote it all down with a pen.
You wrote it all down?
Dude, look. Right here. See that?
Vaguely. I like the Chiefs bit, by the way.
So the Bucks and the Chiefs are the only teams that got more than one vote. They each got two votes. Makes sense. They were just in the Super Bowl. The last football game we all saw was Bucks and Chiefs.
Right.
Should I be a tiebreaker and I'll remove my Raiders vote for my own? I want to see that stadium.
I'd just like to say that I'm personally not that excited for either the Bucks or the Chiefs games.
Why?
Because I don't like watching Washington lose.
You don't think they could beat the Bucks or the Chiefs?
I don't.
I think they can beat the Bucks. Go ahead.
I think it depends on the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. Because Washington's defensive line, if they can get to them, it makes it a game.
I mean, there's a very clear example of a team's defense getting to Patrick Mahomes and slowing that operation down.
That's a solid point, although they revamped that, and Mahomes was still hitting his dudes in the face with the football, even with that offensive line in shambles. His guys just weren't capable enough, you know, to catch the ball when it was literally about to hit them in the face.
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting. Looking at this schedule, I think there's two, maybe even three primetime games for Washington. I wouldn't be shocked if they get a Thursday nighter in there. I think their bye will be somewhere. They've had really good byes the last 2 years. I think they've had like week 8 and week 9, which is what teams want, is to bifurcate that thing, split it in half. I think they're going to actually move late in the season bye week. I think we'll be looking at like a week 10, week 11 bye. Because there were a number of years when Jay Gruden was a coach, they had like week 5 and week 6, and Gruden hated it.
How do you feel about the primetime games? Do you enjoy them?
Well, so it's different for me as a reporter that covers them, right?
Right.
Because it's a late night.
Sure.
Like, that wild card game, I didn't get home. I remember leaving the FedEx Field parking lot at, I want to say, it was either 1:58 a.m. or 2:58 a.m. So that's a rough night.
That's pretty terrible.
I do think fans enjoy them. It's just that they've been bad in them for so long that they kind of have this like tough stigma for Washington fans. But I think there's nothing more fun than the juice, the atmosphere in the air, maybe an hour before kickoff of a Sunday night or a Monday night game.
See, I don't like the primetime games, and this is just for me personally because I get very upset and sad when they lose. So if they lose at 1 o'clock, then I still have 4 o'clock and, you know, a Sunday night game to look forward to make me happy by watching football. But if the last thing of the evening is them losing a game on Sunday night, then I'm sad all night. And that's why I don't like them.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I get it. There's going to be some interesting travel here, too. You got Vegas, Denver, Green Bay, Buffalo. Denver and Green Bay, you got to watch weather. Buffalo also, if those games are late in the year, a real snow game could be pretty fun for this team. I don't know. We might keep the polls open on this. 800-636-1067. What game are you looking forward to most? Right now, the Bucks and the Chiefs have the most votes. Those are both home games. I'm surprised nobody's excited about going back to Lambeau or going to Buffalo or going to Denver. Cool cities. I wonder if Ron Rivera had a vote, if his answer would be the Carolina Panthers. We'll keep your phone calls going. Plus, I have a problem that nobody seems to care about, and I'm going to reveal that next and see if anybody wants to help me. Next, 106.7 The Fan. Beamish and Finley, we're back. Beamish is in Charlotte playing golf for charity. I'm sitting right here. Phone number is 800-636-1067, or you can follow me on Twitter at JPFinleyNBCS. We're talking NFL schedule. The release comes out Wednesday night. I'm fired up. Most of you are, too. Got this tweet from Steve Connor. I'm excited to go to Lambeau Field with Aaron Rodgers as Washington's quarterback. That'd be something. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that would be something. Kevin Sinclair says he wants the Vegas game in October because he's celebrating his 50th birthday and will make the trip. Red Burke says we never get primetime spots. Hopefully they're kinder to us this year. Patch of Grass says shout out to Mullins for playing that Sturgill in the last block. I liked that. He knows that. Oh, and shout out to my guy Chris at Coxon00 for always just being so pleasant on Twitter. I really appreciate your whole mood. Landfill, I know you want me to wait until the next segment, so I will. We've got to talk about Dogecoin.
Yes.
And we got to talk about this horse situation with the Kentucky Derby winner. This is one of the more ridiculous things I've ever seen. Bob Baffert, the trainer of the horse that did the drugs.
Suspended.
He says his horse is a victim of cancel culture.
I agree. This is outrageous.
People are canceling a horse. What the hell are we talking about here? I'd like Bonk to come in and tell us what game he is voting for at his availability. But right now, we're going to go back to the phones. Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Let's go to our guy, Matt. Matt, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, JP. Big fan of the show.
Appreciate it, dude.
Thanks for holding it down. Shout out, B. Mitch. If I'm going to pick a game I'm most excited for, it's got to be a home game because I'm just so pumped up to be back in the stands. It's been way too long. But for me, the team I'm most excited to see is the Chiefs because regardless of the Super Bowl last year, that's still the most explosive offense in the league. And if you're going to build a team with defense, you got to be able to stop teams like that. So with the rebuilt defense and secondary, I'm excited to see what we can do against the very best.
Good call. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you, buddy. How about Cordell? Another vote going to Kansas City. Cordell, what's up, man?
What's going on, JP? My vote is going to KC for selfish reasons. I'm a former season ticket holder, and I got to see Peyton Manning play. I've gotten to see Aaron Rodgers come to FedEx Field. The Peyton Manning one didn't go as well on a Sunday night, but Patrick Mahomes coming here is something that I definitely want to see, just to get to see him live in person and see how our revamped defense is against a team like that. I'm definitely still excited to see Tampa Bay come back here because I want a round two. I want to see Tom Brady play in person as well. But if we're talking about the one I'm most anticipating, it's definitely Kansas City. Their star power versus what we have on the front seven. And even, I mean, the defense as a whole, I can't wait to see Chase get after Pat Mahomes.
All right. Good call. I can't wait to watch it either. The Chiefs are starting to run away with this now. They have four votes. The Bucs have two. There's a bunch of other teams just with one vote. One thing that's going to be really interesting, and I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, Landfill. I tweeted it out. The Washington football team, is doing something that is smart. When the schedule drops Wednesday night for 24 hours, they're waiving all fees to buy tickets for single game tickets. Those fees can add up, man. I mean, those fees can be $25-$30 a ticket, and they're so obnoxious, and everybody hates them.
It's the fees that get you.
I think that'll actually encourage guys to hustle in and people to hustle in and buy tickets. There's more excitement around this team than there has been in a long time. Do you think they'll fill up FedEx Field with Washington fans? I want to say yes. I want to be optimistic.
Right.
But I've seen that thing. There's games where, and I've become such a rationalizer. Like, I think this is like the stage of like addiction where you just try to like explain away all the problems. You're like, oh, well, it's no big deal because of X or Y.
Yeah, I think that's denial. I think that's one of the early stages.
Denial. Thank you. So I'd be at FedEx Field and it'd be packed with Eagles fans.
Right.
And I could rationalize and deny that by saying, oh, well,
they're close by.
Philly's right up the road. They've been good.
Sure.
Washington's been bad. No big deal. And then, oh, there's just so many Dallas fans in D.C. They're all fake fans.
Right.
Oh, and, you know, there's so many people from New York and New Jersey that live here. That's why there's all these Giants fans.
You can rationalize the Giants and the Eagles by saying who in their right mind would want to live in Philadelphia or New York. So they come down here where there are jobs and it's a much better place to live.
Always with the Steelers. That's always with any Pittsburgh team.
Nobody wants to live in Pittsburgh.
You all moved here. So you can root for Pittsburgh all you want, but you moved here.
Yeah, I've never met anybody from Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. They're all here.
There was a game, though, I want to say 2017. I think when Kirk was still here. I believe it was the season opener, the home opener against the Miami Dolphins. And I remember sitting there with Tandler, and I'm like, dude, this place is packed with Dolphins fans. Packed with Dolphins fans. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, the Dolphins... they don't have fans. Like,
the Dolphins can't pack Landshark Lager Stadium or whatever they call it now.
And sure enough, Dolphins fans everywhere. And Tandler tried to rationalize it by saying, oh, you know, the Dolphins were a big national team in the 70s when they went undefeated. Don Shula and Dan Marino. And I'm just like, dude, there's a serious problem. Like, there should not be this many Dolphins fans. And then I remember, I think maybe even more alarming, 2018, before Alex Smith gets hurt, 6-3, hosting the Houston Texans. Houston, I think, was 6-2, first place in the AFC South. Perfect weather. It was perfect fall football weather. Place was half empty. And that was a good team that was winning games. And I know people said the offense wasn't good enough and they were a paper tiger and only beat some bad teams. Fine. But you can't fill up the stadium in that situation? So I want to say that there is more excitement and optimism and that FedEx will be packed with people wearing burgundy and gold, not Dolphin blue or Green Bay yellow. But I'm a little skeptical.
Do you know if they have done anything to kind of alter the capacity of the stadium? Because I know that was a bit of an issue for the last few years. The stadium's just so big that, you know.
They've pulled out a ton of seats, dude.
Right.
They've pulled out, like, the upper levels.
Right.
The end zones have been dropped significantly, and now it's kind of like standing room bar area. They've, like, the upper level, if when they built that thing, the upper level sat 10,000 people. I'm just going to use a round number. I bet it's down to 3,500.
Wow. I used to have season tickets in that upper level.
It's significantly reduced. And, dude, that's not unique to Washington, that problem.
Yeah.
Because the viewing experience at home has gotten so damn good.
It's so much better.
And then hardcore fans want to be able to watch Red Zone. And that's before you get into the traffic and the terrible food, like just the FedEx-ness of all of it. And then it's tough. And new stadiums are so awesome. You go to the new one in Atlanta or Minnesota, they're mind-blowingly architecture gems. And you go to Atlanta, they have cheap food. Don't they do like $2 hot dogs and stuff?
Atlanta just seems like such a better place than here.
I mean, so you got a bad old stadium, and for a lot of years, bad football, and then you kind of get to this point where everybody's like, I don't feel like going. It's going to be all Falcons fans. It's going to be all Lions fans. It's going to be all Cowboys fans. And that just snowballs the problem. Because it's like, all right, well, if I'm not going to go and you don't want to go, and you talk to your buddies, and then all of a sudden a place is full of Dolphins fans. The Miami Dolphins landfill.
Miami isn't full of Dolphins fans.
No. So I really hope they're able to change that. I don't know. Let's be real. The business practices over there have been so bad for so long that they weren't selling the tickets they thought. They'd sell a bunch to ticket brokers who would then just sell them online to whoever took them, which was opposing fans. Maybe they'll change that. Maybe they'll be more active about keeping Washington fans buying the tickets. I have a tough time, though. They made no money last year off their games. They usually make a lot of money off their games.
Didn't they also fire a team president for trying to avoid the tickets falling into opposing teams' hands?
La Famina, you're talking about? Maybe I'm sure that was one of the reasons. I mean, I think that was just a power struggle with Bruce that went awry. Good God, saying that sentence makes you want to puke. But they made $0 off tickets, parking, hot dogs, beer, luxury suites. Zero last year. Would you be shocked if they're looking to recoup as much of that cash as possible?
Do you think people who have been incapable, you know, they've just been unable to go to games, sporting events, for the last, you know, year, and by the time that football season comes around, it'll be like a year and a half. Do you think that'll make people more eager to go?
Absolutely. I really do. I really do. Even being there at FedEx Field for this draft night party they had, you could see how happy fans were to be back. And one thing I think, and I've learned this, like being with the team on the road, training camp, like being everywhere the team functions, there remains an incredibly large diehard fan base. Like even at the terrible end to terrible seasons, you'd still have 10, 15,000 people show up in Washington gear cheering that team on. Those folks exist, and they get forgotten about sometimes in these conversations. But I do believe that super hardcore base that will show up no matter if it's freezing cold rain, week 17, against the Giants, and both teams are out of the playoffs, they'll still show up. I think that number has dwindled. And I think younger people just aren't as into going to games. I'm not sure they're going to commit 4 hours to Landover, Maryland on a Sunday afternoon when they could watch it at home and also have Twitter and Red Zone on. It's a tricky situation for Washington and for a lot of NFL teams. I think attendance is probably down on most teams that aren't performing well. But for somebody that grew up, and that season ticket waiting list was a very real thing for a very long time, to see them doing a promo where they're waiving fees for single game tickets. The thought of even being able to buy single game tickets was damn near impossible. Impossible. Things change, though. Things change quick. Next, I'm going to reveal how much money I lost on Dogecoin over the weekend. They say. Do you have NHL, like when the Stanley Cup is set?
No, it looks like they haven't set a date yet.
So I think, yeah, that's what I'm seeing too, is that hockey's kind of waiting to see how everything settles, because the hockey playoffs are going to be so crazy anyway. Couldn't it be like two Eastern teams or two Western teams in the Stanley Cup finals because they're going to reseed after the first round? Who knows how that's going to work?
Although it looks like the NHL regular season doesn't end till the 19th of May because of the outbreak with the Canucks that kind of threw everything for a loop.
So you know what that does? Gives the Washington Capitals, who are probably one of the older teams, a little more time to rest, recover, especially a guy named Alex Ovechkin. Ever heard of him? And May 19th, the beginning of the restrictions being lifted is May 21st. And then you only got to get two more weeks till full house at Cap One Arena. That's wildly exciting. We'll have to have Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post joining the program in about 10 minutes. A lot to discuss with him. I want to talk Nats with him, but got to talk about this restriction lifting. And just on a bigger picture, even though it's somehow freezing cold on May 10th, it means we're getting there, Landfill. We're getting back to normal. I, for one, am wildly excited to get back to normal. Whatever the new version of normal is, I recognize some things are going to be different. But, man, let's just get there. Open things up. Let people make their own decisions. Cannot wait. Whew. Landfill, did you get an update on this tiger that's running around in Houston?
The update is apparently there's a tiger running around in Houston.
I don't know if anybody's seen this, but go on Twitter or social media. There's just a tiger, like an actual tiger, in a neighborhood. It looks like a regular suburban neighborhood, and there's just a tiger running around. And some dude, if you watch these videos on Twitter, it's like kind of scary. It's like watching the end of a thriller movie because there's a guy out there with a gun pointed at the tiger trying to get the tiger to stay in this dude's yard. The tiger doesn't know what you're saying, man. And then from what I've read, some guy just gets the tiger into the back of his SUV and drives away and flees off before the police can arrive.
I would simply not confront a tiger, you know, if that situation was presented to me. I'd just go indoors.
The only way I would confront, like if my kids were outside and it was me or the tiger, right? Like I would do my best to fist fight a tiger. But yeah, I would just stay inside.
A better solution to that problem would be just grab your kids and get inside.
Yeah, sure. I'm just, of course. Listen, I am not a fool that's looking for a fight with a tiger.
Yeah, you had knee pain from just laying down yesterday.
No.
Imagine you versus a tiger.
I was very active this weekend. I did a lot of yard work.
Okay.
Cody, I've realized how old I am that I get really excited when it rains because I don't have to water my yard. How awful is that?
Yeah, that's some old people problems right there.
Is that the oldest, nerdiest, daddest S you've heard?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't understand how you and B-Mitch are totally okay with like walking 18 holes. You guys are totally cool for that.
I love walking.
But God forbid you have to water your yard.
You won't. I mean, you're the most healthy, in-shape dude here. Would you fight a tiger?
No, I didn't say that. I said that you had knee pain from laying down.
No, the pain started while I was laying down. I didn't get knee pain from laying down.
No,
my boy Jed once had to get ankle surgery because he stood up too long. This was at Maryland Homecoming a couple years ago. He was on his feet for like 9 hours, and then he had to get ankle surgery. Maybe there was something else, but the part I remember is that he had to get ankle surgery from standing up too long. All right, do you want a live update on Doge?
Yeah, I want to know how much money you lost.
So I bought some Dogecoin over the weekend, me and every other idiot in America. And the reports of, like, it tanked, everybody's going broke, that's a little over. Now, it depends, because there are people that bought it at a very, very high price. I bought it, like, towards the height. I got it at, like, 56. So it got all the way up to, like, 72. As of now, I got it at 56, and it's trading at 51. So I'm not broke. I think at this point, though, I mean, I could try to eke out. I think I just ride it, and I either lose the money or it becomes.
Just hold on to it. Like, imagine if.
That's what you wanted to do, yeah, is hold on to it, right?
Yeah, just hold on. Just let it ride out. It might get to a dollar. It might get to $10. Who knows?
Might get to zero.
So what? You lost $100. Big whoop.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean.
To the moon.
This is outperforming my INND significantly. So we'll take that.
That's not hard, though.
Nope. It isn't. Good news, however. Coming up next, Mr. Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post. Lots to discuss. I want to ask him about Tom Boswell's retirement. I want to talk about the Washington Nationals, where things did not go well in New York City. And I'm going to ask him about this city reopening, if he's going to be at packed Caps games, because I hope I am. That's next, 106.7.